placement of a proposed hotel. The public comment period will run for the next 30 days. Cotati's new police chief is now on the job. Chris Simmons has officially replaced retired chief Michael Parrish, having spent 26 years with the Contra Costa Sheriff's Office after he earned two master's degrees and a PhD. He's well qualified for the position. He plans to work on community engagement and with the business community to reduce burglaries and robberies. In sports, the Warriors beat the Lakers 128-110. They'll play the Charlotte Hornets tonight at home. And your forecast, there are some pockets of fog this morning. Otherwise, mainly cloudy today, but warmer and dry. Look for mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Low to mid-70s. Turning cloudy through the day on Sunday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Warren Burton is your meat pie guy. Burton's Bakery is your local home for New Zealand pies and pastries.
We love Burton's. Also, it's B-U-R-T-O-N-Z. See what they did there? New Zealand, so N-Z.
But you can Google Burton's any old which way, and there they are. Specialties include New Zealand's savory pastries like meat pies and sausage rolls, and a variety of award-winning artisan breads.
Plus croissants, sticky buns, scones, cookies, pastries, and other New Zealand treats like fresh cream donuts, custard squares, and lamingtons.
Some say the lamington came from Australia, but its roots are in New Zealand. Burton will be happy to tell you all about it when you drop by. He also loves to chat about how he uses as many locally sourced and organic ingredients as possible.
Except for New Zealand butter and cheeses and Belgian chocolates.
Burton's Bakery, next to Safeway on Brooks Road South in Windsor, open Monday through Saturday and at the Farmer's Market on the Windsor Town Green every Sunday.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, or in the process of rebuilding, then this message is for you. Cabinets 101 in Roanoke Park has a huge selection of quality wood cabinets to suit any kitchen or bathroom. And Cabinets 101 has some of the lowest prices in the area. But that's not all. Cabinets 101 can also help you put the finishing touches on your project with a granite or quartz countertop and a stainless steel, porcelain, or apron-style sink, all at a price that won't break the bank. And Cabinets 101 is a diamond certified company, so you know you're going to get the most knowledgeable advice and the best customer service possible. Why pay more at a big box store? Cabinets 101 has everything you need for less. Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. So what are you waiting for? Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Roanoke Park.
2.7 The Wolf. A little after 7 o'clock, I'm rocking Ricky Michaels on a finally Friday, kicking off another hour of America's greatest hits. Oh, good stuff coming up from the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Also got Survivor in the mix. Let's see, David Bowie, some Peter Cetera, Prince, Leonard Skinner, Aerosmith, and Bryan Adams. Plus, we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well, this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
She'll only come out at night, leaning her
Showing signs of picking up just a little bit, so let's get another update on the commute. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
Better news in Santa Rosa. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by eBay Motors. We told you about a stall that was blocking the Dutton Avenue on-ramp to eastbound 12. Now it's been moved over to the right-hand shoulder. Southbound 101, the Marin commute is starting to stack up a bit, getting into the Narrows. You'll start braking right around San Antonio Creek. Coming down towards the Civic Center, you're going to have another batch of brake lights between Freitas Parkway and North San Pedro. That's because of accident activity on the northbound side. Plan on 32 minutes from Petaluma to Central San Rafael. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Wolf.
Rewinds 1975.
San Francisco Mayor Joe Alioto suffers a nervous breakdown after a bomb goes off during a police strike. The Air Force Thunderbirds perform at the last open house at Marin's Hamilton Air Force Base. In Sonoma County, traffic consultants admit that there is a problem on 101, and they can clear it up with $13 million. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1975.
Seven, The Wolf, it's Rick Michaels. So Kevin Costner went through a little bit of a messy divorce, and now he wants to build a film studio in Utah. Crazy, I know. But look what happened after he built a baseball field in a cornfield.
for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 23rd. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Windsor Middle School went on lockdown yesterday, and students were ordered to shelter in place when a false bomb threat was called into police. Three calls in total were made, starting around 11:20 in the morning, naming Windsor Middle School as a potential target. Law enforcement quickly responded and swept the entire school, determining the threat to be false. The all-clear was given about 12:45, and school went back to normal, although some students did choose to leave school for the day. A longtime Santa Rosa appliance store has suddenly closed, leaving customers with orders in the dark. Aysen's Appliance has been on Piner Road since 1948, but a note on the door says they are now closed. The store is owned by 1847 Holdings out of New York, and on their website, the company posted a note on February 20th saying they had made the decision to divest itself of Aysen's. There's no word on what customers who had placed orders with Aysen's should do. PG&E announced on Thursday that it saw an almost 25% increase in its profits for 2023. This comes after the utility slapped customers with substantial rate hikes